probably a dog in this one if you're lucky.
Shit, there is.
Neil Gibson's out for the final day of canvassing here in Sheffield, and he's hoping it won't just be his fingers in danger this week, as people take to the polls to give their opinion on the coalition and his party Labour's efforts this year. But as the rise of George Galloway and the Respect Party has shown, it's not just about the three main parties anymore, even in this traditionally Lib Dem city.
I think we're here to really replace the Lib Dems in this city as the as a proper voice for the future. It's a close race really between me and Labour, because what we're seeing is that the Lib Dem vote is collapsing, probably on the result of what's happening nationally. So we are with a very good chance, and I hope to join the other two Greens on Sheffield Council.
That's Bernard Little, who's standing for the Green Party in Broom Hill. But it isn't just a party belief amongst the Greens that the smaller parties might now have a chance in Sheffield and that the big parties might be on their way out. The Trade Unionists and Socialists Against Cuts candidate for Burngreave, Maxine Bowler, thinks now is the time for change.
I also don't believe there's only two choices in this city. That's exactly what they said in Bradford, and Galloway got elected. That you can carry on saying the same old mantra, but it doesn't really make any sense, right? And because more and more people are becoming more and more disenfranchised, and less people will be voting. And you know that. You look at the areas, the percentage of people who turn out to vote in elections is getting smaller. There is an alternative to this, and that alternative is that we start to fight over these questions.
With UKIP also fielding candidates for each of the 28 wards going to the vote, it's set to be an interesting election for Sheffield, a place that's well known as a battleground between the Labour Party and the Lib Dems. Whilst a Conservative candidate hasn't had a seat here for some time, last year, for the first time, the Greens clinched two seats in Sheffield. We won't know this year's results until Friday lunchtime, but it's rest assured that the three main parties will be looking at the results as an indication as to how they're faring in popularity.